So I'm just going to finish out and allow, if you don't have any questions, that's fine. But if there's anything that you've been thinking you want to throw out to them that you think would be kind of informative, Lauren, anything you want to throw out there?
It's probably a little bit more of an anecdote, but I've seen multiple triple negatives who are node negative, not very big tumors with recurrence in the CNS. And I think that we're doing something wrong in our staging or some type of our workup in triple negative, that we're still missing the ball on these early recurrence CNS only triple negatives.
Sarah?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that imaging earlier though gets us a better home run. There's lead time bias. We'll know for longer and we'll treat them with more. What we really need is a randomized trial to tell us that doing surveillance imaging on the CNS is going to benefit the patient, as opposed to imaging when the patient's symptomatic, which is currently the standard of care. What we need are drugs that penetrate the CNS, and we need therapies that we know will adequately treat this when patients do have CNS-only metastases. And the only other thing I would mention, that there's some data that CMF is a good therapy. This is the exception to the doublet or singlet rule in the metastatic setting. I will sometimes use good old-fashioned CMF for triple-negative breast cancer. The MA5 study that was the CEF versus CMF adjuvant study, high-dose epirubicin. They did like a subgroup analysis on tumors that were triple-negative and had BRCA-ness, and showed that actually patients did better with CMF compared to CEF if they had this. So I've seen some nice responses, and it's fairly tolerable, allows a woman general to keep her hair.
I think it would be interesting to see what the difference is. It would require tissue, but to see what the difference is between the tumors, the actual biology of those triple negatives, because it has to go beyond the three markers that we look at to see which ones have a propensity to go into the CNS, and see if there was some type of prophylaxis, like what we do in lymphomas. And
should we
and
be doing
like
whole brain radiation? Is that what
you're
thinking?
Or even a chemo prophylaxis, not necessarily whole brain radiation, that's so toxic, but if there was some type of chemo prophylaxis to reduce CNS metastases.
Yeah, I think it's a really provocative question. A few years ago, Kathy Miller and I actually looked at a population of patients with metastatic breast cancer who were getting VEGF-targeted therapy for metastatic disease on clinical trials. And this was back when we were super paranoid about VEGF-targeting therapy causing brain bleeds. Totally wrong, like many things. But what we had noticed in our practice for these patients was that when we did these MRIs and CT scans of the brain prior to them going on trial, we found a lot of brain mets.
Hmm.
And it turned out that if you asked what predicted for brain mets in a metastatic population in multivariate analysis, two things popped up. One is, were your performance status 0 versus 1 or 2? And secondly, were you HER2 positive or not? I mean, those were the only real predictors we were able to find, interestingly.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Any final questions from you?
Just a couple of points. I actually did do a paper on NAB and carbo with brain metastases. And that's a combination that I'll often use. And to clarify, I did sequence the CAPE and eribulin on that woman. She just burned through these things within a couple of months or cycles. So I did sequence through. I did not give it combined.